Congressman Will Hurd is chairman of the new Subcommittee on Information Technology, a subcommittee of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Congressman Hurd, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much for joining me today. Tell me about your background and why you sought out this subcommittee assignment and what you believe you can offer and bring to the table overseeing running a committee on IT oversight. Thank you for joining me and congratulations.
Francis, thanks for having me on. It's a great opportunity to talk about what we're trying to do. You know, my degree is in computer science. So I went to Texas A&M University, got a degree in computer science, and then started at the CIA at 22. I was a case officer, so I was the guy in the back alleys, you know, at 4 o'clock in the morning. Spent 2 years in Washington, D.C., 2 years in India, 2 years in Pakistan, 2 years in New York doing interagency work, and then a year and a half in Afghanistan, where I managed our undercover operations. And so counterterrorism was one of the things I spent a lot of time on. I did some offensive cyber operations as well, collected information and intel on threats to our homeland. And one of the other things I had to do was brief members of Congress, and I was pretty disappointed with the caliber of our elected leaders, so I decided to run myself back in 2010. Lost a runoff by 700 votes. Well, I don't have to tell that story anymore. And the last 5 years, I was a partner in a consulting firm and helped start a cybersecurity company called FusionX. And there we did the technical vulnerability assessment, penetration testing, security assessments, those types of things. And so with that background, I think I'm uniquely situated to talk about cybersecurity information technology in this subcommittee. And when Jason Chaffetz, chairman of Oversight and Government Reform, said, "Will, we want to start a new committee on information technology. We think you have the great background to lead this." And I said, absolutely, and accepted the offer.
How will all of that background inform the way that you want to now oversee information technology deployment in the executive branch, Congressman?
Look, I've seen both sides, right? You know, I tell people I've been at the top of the information game, right, at the top of that pyramid. And, you know, I've seen the types of information the federal government has access to and how that's not getting down to some places that it may need to get down. And so when I talk about information sharing, I look at it in three areas. It's making sure various agencies within a department are sharing. Perfect example is Homeland Security. I'm on the Homeland Security Committee as well, and there's information that Border Patrol and ICE, two elements within the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, isn't sharing as well as they should. So, you know, let's get those agencies working, and then we can start working on the department, making sure DHS, FBI, CIA, you know, you name it, are working across. And then that making sure that the information the federal government that can be given to the private sector to help them protect themselves is getting there, and that the private sector has the ability and the support in order to get some, you know, information the other way. So my background is, you know, I've been in the government, and then I've also advised, you know, the businesses on, you know, on their cyber strategy. So I understand the needs of both entities, and looking forward to using that to navigate this issue.
What are the strengths that you see in information technology and government right now, and what are the areas that you see them struggling?
At the end of the day, you know, groups like the NSA, CIA, FBI, when it comes to the technical knowledge and know-how, it's unparalleled in the rest of the world. So we have the talent, we have the folks that get it, right? You know, the areas where we need to improve, I think there's an overclassification of information that hinders its sharing. I think the liability protection that is needed in order to incent the private sector to share some of their information is not there. And I think those are some areas. And then one, you know, when you look at the amount of money the federal government spends on IT procurement, this has to change. It's about $80 billion a year. And 80% of that, the GAO just came out with a report, that 80% of that is on legacy programs. Okay, these are things that you and I would consider super out to date, and that is the wrong percentage and where we should be evolving and using the latest technology, because that's going to realize cost and savings. You know, something as simple as licensing, you know, is not being done uniformly through the federal government. That is, you know, is a great opportunity to realize tons of savings. So there is, you know, the CIOs of each department needs the freedom and authorities in order to bring each agency into and in line with the best practices that they should be following.
Congressman Will Hurd is chairman of the new subcommittee on IT in the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Where do you see your subcommittee being able to impact some of those areas that you would like to see shored up, Congressman?
Sure. I think there's four areas that we're going to focus on, and one, cybersecurity. That's helping with information, you know, sharing. I look at my committee in Oversight and Government Reform as, you know, shining the light on some of the issues, and then working with the authorizing committee and the appropriators to pass legislation that fixes some of the problems. The other area is privacy. You know, we can protect our digital infrastructure and our civil liberties at the exact same time. I know that, you know, I've done it when I was in the government. A third area is emerging technology. You know, that's everything from, you know, Fitbit and things like that are having problems with the FDA and saying you can't put a heart monitor on that, or 3D printing. 3D printing is a great idea until you 3D print a gun, you know, or 3D print something that has patent issues. And so looking at what we can do in some of these issues with emerging technology. And the fourth one, of course, is IT procurement, which we've talked about, and there's a lot of opportunities for us to realize some savings and eliminate some of the waste, fraud, and abuse that's happening in the federal government.
The refrain that I hear, especially at the CIO and CFO level on an ongoing basis, Mr. Chairman, is that, yeah, we can certainly push the button on waste, fraud, and abuse, and there's room for improvement there, but that's not going to get us to where we need to be as far as returning money to the general IT fund to be able to pay down that 80% that we're spending on legacy. Do you believe you'll be in a position to go to some of the appropriators and say, listen, I know we're not the folks that are known for wanting to spend more on government, but here's a return on investment where we could see that working?
Look, everything's on the table. You know, this is about creating an efficient government, and if we're able to realize some savings and turn those things around to where we can empower the CIOs in order to better protect our infrastructure, then we'll do it. And I've already had some conversations with our budget chairman, Tom Price. I've had some conversations with some of the appropriators, especially on Homeland Security, about ways that we can be working together. And again, I look at it as a three-legged stool. It's OGR, shining a light on the problem, working with the authorizing committee and passing legislation, and then with the appropriators to ensure the funds are there. So this is one of those areas where the House, the Senate, and the President can work together to get things done.
Historically, I hear from people who have served in both administrations, IT is a nonpartisan issue. So history certainly bears out what you're suggesting there, Mr. Chairman. Congresswoman Kelly will be your counterpart on this subcommittee. Have you talked to her about an agenda specifically where you'd like to go hearing-wise, and which of those four topics you want to hit on first?
Sure. You know, we're visiting right before this break, this long break, and talking about our first hearing, which is going to be on the 25th of February, about getting a number of different industries to talk about their threats and what they're seeing. And I think, you know, after the end of these conversations, what we're going to see, or the end of the hearing, you're going to see some common themes from various different industries, and then working with those folks on who are they engaging at the federal level so that we understand kind of the evolving threat. You know, this is no longer about protecting against Russian organized crime who's trying to steal credit card information. Now we have threat actors that are trying to just do damage and create havoc, and that's a different type of protection. So this is kind of helping folks understand the evolving threat and how the private sector is engaging with the federal government so that we can figure out ways that we can create some efficiencies.